I'm Graham Pascoe, continuing the music program for you. You've just heard a weather forecast for the Central Tablelands for today and tomorrow. Is this a weather forecast that I'm going to play for you now?
Spring will be a little late this year, just a little late arriving in my lonely world over here. For you have left me, where is our April home? Yes, you have left me, and winter continues cold, as if to say spring will be a little slow to start, a little slow reviving that music it made in my heart. Yes, time heals all things, so I need cling to this fear. It's merely that spring will be just a little late this year.
Frank Lesser wrote the words and the music for Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year. Bing Crosby sang it with Pete Moore's orchestra in London.
Time. the kind of gal I am. There's no regretting when I'm setting biding my time.
The Gershwin song, Biding My Time, was sung by the American singer June Valley, who was born this day in 1930. I was looking for something to play by the Leroy Anderson Orchestra, and I found one. It's an expression that I hear regularly by one of my family members. Believe it or not, the name of the tune just played by the Laurie Anderson Orchestra was Fiddle a Faddle. It's a pity we didn't hear the lyrics. My next two selections are songs, recordings from the 1960s, recordings of songs written by Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann.
Guess there's no use in hanging round. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Call up some girl I used to know, after I heard her say hello. Couldn't think of anything to say. Since you're gone, it happens every day. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. I'll find somebody, wait and see. Who am I kidding? Only me. 'Cause no one else could take your place. Guess that I am just a hopeless case. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you.
This Magic Moment, sung by the Drifters, and Can't Get Used to Losing You by Andy Williams. Both songs written by Doc Pomus and Mark Schumann.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom is like perfume, deep in the heart of Texas. Reminds me of the one I love, deep in the heart of Texas.
Como was accompanied by the orchestra of Ted Weems in that recording from 1941, Deep in the Heart of Texas. Unusual in some respects, because in the first part of the 20th century, when most popular songs were not written by the singers, most of the songwriters were males. There were some exceptions. Earlier in the program, I played a couple of songs co-written by Joan Whitney. And that one, Deep in the Heart of Texas, was written by Don Swander, but also by a lady singer, June Hershey. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
the Galway's Pops Orchestra, conducted by the flautist James Galway, played The Windmills of Your Mind. That was from the motion picture The Thomas Crown Affair, a 1968 film which starred Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway. The composer of The Windmills of Your Mind was Michel Legrand. It's time for me to introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. Today's singer is renowned as a songwriter rather than as a singer, and in the golden age of popular music, the first part of the 20th century, he wrote the music and the lyrics for many popular songs, including many for films and for stage productions. In that respect, he was like Irving Berlin, whereas most composers worked with different songwriters. I'm referring to Cole Porter, born in 1891 and wrote the scores for 23 Broadway productions and for movies. Four of the songs that he wrote for films were nominated for Oscars, the Academy Award for the Best Film Songs of the Year. I'm referring to Cole Porter. And did you know that he could sing?
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you're standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you.
I'm not deceiving you or getting a kick out of you. That was not the voice of Cole Porter. It was, of course, Ethel Merman. And I decided that rather than play a recording of Cole Porter singing, it wouldn't really do justice to his songs. So I decided to play the Ethel Merman recording of I Get a Kick Out of You, written by Cole Porter for one of his most acclaimed shows, a Broadway production, Anything Goes, in 1934.
Mm-hmm.
Wind Beneath My Wings, sung by Kerry Bedell in Sydney in the 1980s, accompanied by the New Zealand-born pianist Julian Lee. The song was written by Larry Henley and Jeff Silbar.
In Spain, they say, si, in France you'll hear oui, every little Dutch girl says ya, ya.
Every little Russian says da, da.
But sweetheart, tell me why. No matter how I try,
you won't listen to my. Say yes in any language to me. When will you say see, see? Here's a little knowledge, quite good.
Maybe it won't help me, but it could.
You can't go places unless
You've learned how Latin say yes.
That educational, inspirational, most sensational, yes.
In Spain, they say, si, si. In France, you'll hear, oui, oui.
Every southern lady knows her stuff.
Well, her answer always is sure enough.
But sweetheart, tell me why. No matter how I try,
you won't listen to my plea.
Won't say yes in any language to me.
When will you say si, si?
I began today's program with a couple of songs for which the lyrics were written by Al Stillman. Well, Al Stillman also wrote the lyrics for CCC. That was a Mexican song for which the English lyrics were written by Stillman. Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney recorded it with Billy May's orchestra in 1958. We're going back now to a recording from Sydney.
I want some red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Flowers, take my order, please. We had a silly quarrel the other day. Hope these pretty flowers chase her blue. Wrap up some red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest gal in town. And if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. I want some red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Flowers, take my order, please. And if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown.
Roses for a Blue Lady, written in 1948 by Sid Tepper and Roy Brodsky, sung in Sydney in that recording made by Frankie Davidson.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can he be? Worries me. For every boy who passes me, I shout, hey, baby. You.
Mm-hmm.
It's not unbelievable, maybe. Could be, perhaps, it's you.
Sounds like Somebody Loving Me, doesn't it? Sung by Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle's Orchestra in 1959. The song was written by the Gershwin brothers, George and Ira, for a New York Review in 1924. Smiling Through, sung by the American tenor Nelson Eddy. Yesterday was the anniversary of his birth in 1901.
At first, my kiss you. concentrate on you.
I Concentrate on You, written by Cole Porter, sung by the American baritone Thomas Harrison.
Time and again I've longed for adventure, something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beats the faster. All that I want in all of this world is you. Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday
Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are was sung by the American baritone Bruce Hubbard.
Who's that coming? Who's that strumming? That's the man with the banjo. For a penny, he'll play any song that's happy and gay. Folks all smile and stop a while, because the man with the banjo makes their troubles burst like bubbles, chasing worries away. See the children running after, like Blaze's merry song. All their hearts are filled with laughter as they tag along. Shadows falling, Sandman's calling, there goes the man with the banjo.
The Ames Brothers hit from 1954, The Man with the Banjo. Hope you've enjoyed the program. I'll be back in a week's time with more morning music.